Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 120. Stanford study finds Apple Watch can accurately assess frailty, and Apple updates mobile device operating systems. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In today's podcast, we will discuss how a Stanford study found the Apple Watch can predict frailty in Veterans Health Administration, or VA, patients, proving once again how important the Apple Watch, when combined with an iPhone, can be in a health program. We will finish the podcast covering Apple's recent updates of various mobile device operating systems, including iOS 14.4.2, iPadOS 14.2.2, and WatchOS 7.3.3. Let's now go to the show. As being a veteran, a VA patient, and a person in the age group, I found this study interesting. I'll highlight the study, but I would encourage you to read the study at the link found on the Mac Minutes episode 120 at macminutes.blubrry.net. Frailty, in medical terms, is most often defined as an aging-related syndrome of physiological decline characterized by marked vulnerability to adverse health outcomes. Frailty was defined as walking less than 300 meters or 361 yards during an in-clinic 6-minute walking test. Higher scores on the 6-minute walking test are indicative of higher cardiac, respiratory, circulatory, and neuromuscular function. The Stanford study consisted of 110 VA patients who were nearly all male from 57 to 89 years of age and were scheduled for vascular or cardiac procedures and were studied for a 6-month period. The Apple devices the patients were assessed using were an iPhone 7 and Apple Watch Series 3. Ironically, they weren't Apple's latest and greatest devices. They were devices many enthusiasts listening have now passed down or sold. Just think of the new health features we have now in comparison to these models. There's the ECG, pulse oximeter, and more applications. As I said, the study used a 6-minute walking test score. This has been described as the golden standard to evaluate the functional mobility of a patient. The 6-minute walking test is a common measure of frailty in healthcare. In the study, patients conducted regular at-home 6-minute walking test, then compared those results to their in-clinic performance for the same test. The application passively collected activity data such as daily step counts. The study found that an Apple Watch can accurately assess frailty with a sensitivity of 90% and specificity of 85% in a clinical setting. In an unsupervised setting, the Apple Watch can accurately assess frailty with an 83% sensitivity and 60% specificity. The study therefore draws the conclusion that the iPhone and Apple Watch can serve as an accurate predictor of frailty based on a 6-minute walking test performance. This finding suggests that frailty and functional capacity could be monitored and evaluated remotely in patients with cardiovascular disease, enabling safer and higher resolution monitoring of patients. This means more health monitoring can be done in a home setting, meaning less trips to the doctor's office with a negligible difference in care. For those in remote regions, such as many of us in Alaska, a trip to the hospital or specialist can be a day-long event, and during adverse weather conditions, it can be even more tedious and stressful. For those who are interested in home health care, I'd urge you to listen to some of my previous Mac Minutes podcasts about home health devices. I've done several over the past months, as many of us have resorted to telehealth. One such podcast highlighted the Cardia device, which is used with your iPhone to monitor your heart, and it's just one example of the devices which can supplement your health care. I would like to finish this discussion with a quote from Apple CEO Tim Cook talking to Jim Cramer of Mad Money about Apple, the Apple Watch, and its impact on healthcare in 2019. Tim Cook said, "I believe if you zoom out into the future and you look back and you ask the question, what was Apple's greatest contribution to mankind? It will be about health. We are taking what has been the institution and empowering the individual to manage their health, and we're just at the front end of this. But I do think, looking back in the future, you will answer that question. Apple's most important contribution to mankind has been in health," Cook finished. He knew it then, and we are seeing it now. Let's now transition to Apple's update of many of the mobile operating systems. Specifically, Apple has released iOS 14.4.2, iPadOS 14.2.2, and WatchOS 7.3.3. These updates are available for iPhone 6S and later, all iPad Pro models, iPad Air 2 and later, iPad 5th generation and later, iPad Mini 4 and later, and iPod Touch 7th generation. All address security issues, which is more reason to take the time to update your devices as soon as possible. The vulnerability discovered by Google's Threat Analysis Group affects Apple's WebKit browser engine. And what makes this an urgent update is the fact that Apple claims that the vulnerability is being actively exploited. Details from Apple are limited, but such vulnerabilities could be used to carry out malicious attacks, such as directing users to phishing sites. Let me tell you how you can update your devices. You can install iOS 14.4.2 and iPadOS 14.4.2 by going to System Preferences, Software Update on your iPhone or iPad. Watch 7.3.3 can be downloaded by going to Apple Watch app on your iPhone and selecting General and then Software Update. To install the operating system update, the Apple Watch battery needs to be at least 50%, be placed on a charger, and within the range of your iPhone. And let's finish off this podcast with the ongoing speculation of Apple's hardware announcement. Tech journalists appear to agree that Apple hardware announcements are coming in April, likely a virtual event. I would expect it in 2 to 3 weeks. I think Apple AirTags will be the star of the announcement, offering many new features for future growth. Apple has yet to make any announcement confirming the report. If there is an announcement, we will be posting it on our Mac Minute social media accounts. That is all we have for this week's podcast. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. We will have a special evening for Mac Minutes Facebook group members to join the Alaskan Apple Users Group meeting on April 14th at 7 p.m. Alaska time using the Zoom application. You can find the link posted at the group's page. If you have a question or an idea for a podcast, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. or through the Mac Minutes webpage at MacMinutesPodcast.com. Other places we post news and events are at Twitter at Minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. For all our listeners out there today, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, getting your COVID vaccines if desired, and looking forward to next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you soon as we venture onward with the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to Mac Minutes. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.